True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope.
It's nothing you did.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's you, but you didn't cross me.
And the Bulldog.
Why did I choose? Why did I just stay in school?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
With us now on the Western Hotline is Armando Salguero, who we never miss an opportunity to call. Yes, it's the Dolphins, and like we talked about last time Armando was on before week three, I guess, that we know he covers the whole league. But Armando, have I ever told you, and I hope this is okay to bring up on the air, that I am of Cuban heritage?
You've never shared that information with me, oddly enough.
It's scant. It's a long time ago, and I'm not comparing myself to you in this department. But my great-grandfather was born in Havana. And his daughter, my great-grandmother, is who taught me to read. She was still alive when I was a young one, and she taught me to read. So I learned to read from a woman whose father was Cuban. How's that?
That's impressive. And still, I'm more Cuban than you.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. We will compare our Cubanness at some point. We just did.
I have nothing to offer here at all.
Yeah, Arturiano Smith. He moved to Buffalo as a grown man and was involved in trying to raise money and medical supplies for the Revolution. So turn of the century, and I have letters that were written to him from the then president. It wasn't a country yet. The plenipotentiary, I think it was called. It was a United States. Do you know, Armando? We didn't prep you. I don't know. I'm sorry for all of this, but yeah, like it's really cool. It's really cool that we have like stuff from those years.
I'm imagining Armando right now, like sort of taking the phone away from his face and like looking at it.
Every
and just
time.
Like, is this, who called me again? Was it Zach? What's going on?
Tomas Estrada Palma, first president of Cuba. And every time, at least there's one moment with Armando where one of us feels like he's just going to hang up.
I really appreciate that you defined which revolution. That was involving because there was one that got the country free from Spain, which was the Spanish-American War.
That was the one.
And then there was the one that sunk the country into communism and utter poverty, and the reason that I'm here.
Yes, that was not the one.
The first one. He was the good one.
The first one is the one. I was thinking of there. Okay.
Well, Armando, how are things? How are things in South Florida? Are you surprised Miami did not trade away more guys in advance of yesterday's, or really do more than just fire GM Chris Greer? What's the landscape in Miami right now?
Yeah, there's a definite, I would say, disappointment that it was sold as things are going to happen, and then only one thing happened. They traded Jalen Phillips to the Philadelphia Eagles, and it wasn't, you know, blockbuster-ish. There was no first-round pick involved. There was no second-round pick involved. So there was that. Jalen Phillips is a good player. But, you know, obviously he is on an expiring contract. The issue down here is that Bradley Chubb is still on the team, and he is a very expensive, older player than what Jalen Phillips was. And equally not durable. Mm-hmm. And by, what I mean by not durable is, you know, he's got an injury history that's as long as my arm. And good player, wonderful player, but often not a player on the field. This year he's played all the games, so that's fine. But when you've got a big contract for a 29-year-old, soon to be 30-year-old, you know, player that obviously is making a lot of money, there's not a ton of teams that want to pay a high value for it, so the Dolphins just decided to keep him. The other guy was Jalen Waddle. There was a lot of action on him and a lot of interest on him, but nobody wanted to give up a first-round pick. And the Dolphins weren't interested in selling, you know, for
right anything but that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they weren't also interested in selling inside the division.
So, yeah, right. So we just as we were introducing you, we had a clip that played. Maybe it was last segment before the top of the hour break here, Armando. We had a clip from Brandon Bean that referenced that, like the teams inside the division set the prices so high, and he seemed frustrated by that. I wonder if the Bills were a team that called Miami about Waddle. We've heard them attached to high end of the market receivers, and even like more mid tier guys like Jacoby Myers or Rashid Shaheed. But I wonder if Waddle, you know, would have been of interest to the Bills. He would have been of interest to me, that's for sure.
Or Phillips, by the way. The Patriots reportedly were also in on him. Maybe that was a division thing.
Look, the trading inside the division is like a stick of dynamite. and Dolphins ownership has had... It's like a cartoon, and they've had sticks of dynamite blow up in their face a lot. And so I think that they weren't all that enthused about, you know, improving a team that they're trying to beat and failing at miserably already.
So was there – my guess from the outside here, Armando, was when they fired Chris Greer – it was, we want someone objective to just sell off these parts, not someone who signed any of these guys to the contracts or drafted them or has emotional ties, any kind of relationship at all. Just sell things, stockpile assets, and let's go. And that one of two things happened. That was a terrible read of the situation from afar, or they just could not get the prices that they wanted. Which of those do you think is more likely?
So two things. Number one, they were conducting a yard sale, not a fire sale. And the difference is, you know, they wanted good value in return for their guys instead of we'll sell you pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Or minor draft picks on the talent, so to speak. That's number one. Number two, the Dolphins have for a long time been – I don't want to say victims because they created their own situation by hiring the people that they hired. Look, there are ways to conduct business in the NFL, and the typical way is that people conduct business and leaders conduct business is by doing what they believe to be in the best interest of the football team. But there comes a time when some folks want to do what's in the best interest of them, themselves. And the agenda becomes, I don't want to get fired. And in the case of Chris Greer, for example, you had a general manager who needed to win, knew that he needed to win, and so therefore wasn't anxious to lose talent that would, you know, help him to win. Mm-hmm. Hasn't helped him so far, but there's always tomorrow, right? And always the next game. So obviously he was asked for a plan to conducting a yard sale, and that wasn't a very good plan.
Right.
His plan was, I don't really want to get rid of a lot of guys. And so they brought in the interim, Champ Kelly, and it turns out that he only got rid of one guy. So even the firing kind of backfired. And the amazing thing is they were trying to get rid of talent at the same time that they were telling Coach Mike McDaniel, you're staying and we need you to win so that you can stay longer. So win with less, although you haven't won with more previously. Right. It's a back-assword kind of situation in Miami. And so now you understand why the Dolphins are going to be drafting very high next offseason. When April rolls around.
I do want to at least acknowledge that there is a game Sunday here between the Bills and Dolphins, and it's not like an absolute guarantee that the Bills will win this game. We're not after the season here, but it's such a fascinating topic, all of this. Here you have the Jets, who maybe made some concession to their situation that the Dolphins didn't. Maybe that's just too easy to say. You mentioned Bradley Chubb earlier. I apologize for not remembering how you felt when they made that move. I mean, the Dolphins were pretty good there for a couple of years in the playoffs, and that was, you know, maybe a kind of a classic, we'll worry about the future later, here's a guy who can make an impact. I just remember most people thinking it was a crazy idea for what they paid for him, and now maybe they wanted to move him, but nobody wanted him, like you said, for the money, and they maybe stopped a little bit short in terms of like what they were willing to do. Do you have a thought on that?
Here's my thought. So the Dolphins gave up a first-round pick for Bradley Chubb, right? Plus like a fourth-round pick plus a player, Chase Edmonds, which, you know, is out of the league now.
Yep.
So at the time, Dolphin fans were thinking, oh, my God, this is great. This is awesome. Except that this is what happened as a result. Bradley Chubb had a couple of years in which he was injured, and it didn't pan out the way that they thought it would pan out. The first round pick that the Dolphins gave the Denver Broncos, they used to trade to the New Orleans Saints so that they could hire Sean Payton.
Right.
In that same draft, the Dolphins forfeited their first-round pick. They would have had two, by the way, in that draft. They forfeited their other first-round pick, not for Bradley Chubb, because owner Stephen Ross was caught tampering, trying to, you know, convince Tom Brady to come to the Dolphins, trying to convince who to coach them? Sean Payton.
Yeah.
So basically the Dolphins in 2023 sat on their hands in the first round because the front office allowed a first round pick to go out the door that the Broncos used to hire a future Hall of Fame coach. And the other first round pick was forfeited because ownership tried to misuse the rules of the game to tamper with a future Hall of Fame coach.
That's
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sorted and messy are words.
Sorted is a good word.
Armando, what of Mike McDaniel now? I mean, when we talked before the Thursday night game in week 3, it felt like the Dolphins were already at a breaking point. They showed up and played a very, in my eyes, respectable game in that game. And, you know, we know, you know, the record, and, you know, they've had the odd moment here, but mostly it's been bad. Yet McDaniel is still there standing. Is there anyone that you know that's around this team or around the league that doesn't think he's getting fired at the end of the year?
Well, around the team, yeah, there's people that think he's got a shot. Around the league, nobody. It's like, but you see, here's the problem, and one of the problems with the Miami Dolphins. Around the league, people think logically. Around the team, around the team is a different matter altogether. Look, last year, they went to New York with a chance to make the playoffs if they won and like 3 other things happened. And one of those 3 other things didn't happen. And so they played the Jets, who were terrible, if you remember, and they got beat by the Jets. And in the fourth quarter of that game, Tyreek Hill quit.
Oh, right.
He just decided, I'm done. And after the game, he talked about needing to do what was best for Tyreek. Again, the Dolphins' culture of doing what's best for you, not the team.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, you know, if that involves being traded, then whatever, man, as he walks off. The point being this, after that game in which the team gave up its, you know, one of its highest-priced players quit, they lost. They didn't make the playoffs for the second year in a row. And it was an utter disappointment. Like 4 hours later, the owner says, we're running it back. We're on the right course. Released that in a statement when most people around the league were expecting changes. You know, the firing of Chris Greer comes 10 seasons after he was hired. They never won a playoff game under Chris Greer's general managership. And Chris Greer is a nice guy and all that, but they never won a playoff game. He was the general manager from 2016 to 2025, and they never won a playoff game with him as the general manager. Oh, by the way, they also fired a couple of coaches in that time.
Right.
One of which he hired. And this one's on the, you know, on the chopping block. And yet, you know, he stuck around. So that is a narrative of how the Dolphins, the New England Patriots, they dominated the AFC East for a bunch of years, 17, 18 years that they won it in a row or whatever. During that time, they had a lot of help. During that time, the Buffalo Bills were bad. During that time, the Miami Dolphins were, you know, not as bad, but bad. And the New York Jets were a joke. Right now, what we've had until this year has been the New York Jets remain really bad. The Dolphins are, their theme song is, you know, that's their team fight song.
Thank you for that.
Yes. And the Patriots went into the Bill Belichick, went suddenly senile phase, and then Tom Brady left and Belichick couldn't win a game to save his life. Now they've recovered. But the point being, you need help to be dominant. At least in the AFC East, when you're going to run 5, 6, 7 years winning the division in a row. The Bills have had that help. The help may be over because Mike Vrabel knows what he's doing. But definitely, they continue to get that help from the Dolphins and so far from the Jets.
Armando, before you go, just a zooming out look at the AFC. The many times we've talked, mostly, at least for the last few years, the song has remained the same at the top of the conference, like the top tier. Now you've got Indianapolis, New England, Denver. I mean, are you sooner expecting Buffalo or Kansas City to make it through the AFC or someone else?
Well, so can we agree there are no super teams this year, right? If the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis Colts have the best record with the Denver Broncos in the conference, raise your hand if you knew that was happening 9 games in, because I certainly did not. You know, the Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones?
Right.
Really? And God bless him. He's playing well, not this last Sunday, but he's playing well. Good for him. You know, they are now committed, basically, to going for it because they just gave up 2 first-round picks for a cornerback. That means they're not going to be drafting a quarterback. So he's their guy.
Right.
That's the power? That's the epicenter of power? Drake May, suddenly really good, and he's going to be good, by the way. But suddenly, like, all of a sudden really good, and they're still going to be adding. And Bo Nix and the Broncos, they have a great defense. Who haven't I mentioned? I haven't mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bills are in, this is going to freak people out. They're in the second tier of that conversation. Right now, they might not be by the end of the year, but right now, and it looked really bad, you know, just at the bye. Because when you're so-called starting over, or you know, and you've lost 2 in a row, that didn't look so great. But it's weird, and I have no clue who's going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And if you told me any of 5 teams to do it, I would say okay, I could see that.
All right, Armando. Well, it's always a pleasure. Any questions for us? We don't want to seem rude not letting you ask us anything.
Well, so who was the third president of Cuba?
Oh,
never mind.
I can't even tell you the second.
You're breaking up.
Yeah. Here I thought I was doing well with Tomas Estrada Palma, but guess what? No, I set myself up.
That was amazing. That was stunning.
We have written letters by him in our house. I won't tell you where, but somewhere in our house.
That's amazing. God bless.
Thank you, Armando. Always a pleasure. Anytime we get to talk.
All right, guys. Be well.
Bye-bye. Armando Salguero on the West Her Hotline. Legendary NFL scribe, Bulldog. I know you like that word. You sort of raised the bar with sordid.
Sure.
And I wanted to get scribe in.
Man, I love when we've got the time and he's got the time to, like, spin a tale like he did about the Bradley Chubb and the draft picks and all the just the ramifications of the meeting on the boat with Brady, and they wanted Peyton and all. Just What a mess that organization is right now. What a mess.
Not an accident sometimes.
No, right.
Stinks always. 803-0550, the trade deadline has passed. Did Brandon Bean say, imply, or just flat out say that he was hoping to make a trade in the division? We got into that with Armando a little bit too, and have been running one of the clips from Bean today. Sal Capaccio at 5, Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Lines are open. This is WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.